After she had prayed, the goddess Ninsun, the wise, the all-knowing, came down from the roof and summoned Enkidu. "Dear child," she said, "you were not born from my womb, but now I adopt you as my son." She hung a jeweled amulet around Enkidu's neck. "As a priestess takes in an abandoned child, I have taken in Enkidu as my own son. May he be a brother for Gilgamesh. May he guide him to the forest and bring him home." Enkidu listened. Tears filled his eyes. He and Gilgamesh clasped hands like brothers. They took their weapons, the massive axes, the massive knives, the quivers, the bows. The elders made way. The young men cheered. The elders stood up and addressed the king. "Come back safely to great walled Uruk. Do not rely on your strength alone, but be watchful, be wary, make each blow count. Remember what the ancient proverb says, if you walk in front, you protect your comrade. If you know the route, you safeguard your friend. Let Enkidu go ahead as you walk. He knows the way to the cedar forest. He is tested in battle. He is brave and strong. He will guard you at every stage of the journey. Through every danger, he will stand at your side. May Shamash grant you your heart's desire. May the path to the cedar forest be straight. May the nights be safe, with no dangers lurking. May your father Lugalbanda protect you. May you conquer Humbaba. May the battle be quick. May you joyfully wash your feet in his river. Dig a well when you stop for the night. Fill your water skins with fresh water. Each day, make an offering to Shamash. And remember Lugalbanda, your father, who journeyed to far-off mountains himself." The elders turned to Enkidu and said, "We leave the king in your care. Protect him. Guide him through all the treacherous passes. Show him where to find food and where to dig for fresh water. Lead him to the forest and fight at his side. May Shamash help you. May the gods grant you your heart's desire and bring you back safe to great walled Uruk." Enkidu said to Gilgamesh, "Since you must do this, I must go with you. So let us leave. Let our hearts be fearless. I will go first, since I know the way to the cedar forest, where Humbaba lives."